Ministry of Higher Education, Syrian Virtual University, School of Law. The subject's title is International Trade Law by Dr. Imad al-Din Muhammad. The following recording is presented by Light Initiative, مبادرة ضوء, and recorded by Karam Jamil Dannan. The following recording will cover the pages from 51 to 60. Please keep in mind that the following recording will cover the first part of chapter number 4, which is called Incoterms. Chapter number 4, Incoterms. Part number 1. Main paragraph number 1. Introduction. The International Chamber of Commerce, ICC, in Paris, has created general terms of delivery for international sales contracts. These terms are known as the Incoterms rules, international commercial terms shortened for international commercial terms. They are officially known as international rules for the interpretation of trade terms, as their purpose is to reduce or remove any uncertainties which may result from the different interpretation of the rules in different countries. Incoterms are accepted in international commercial law and by governments, legal authorities, and traders. The terms apply only to contracts of sale and not to contracts of carriage. They are used to make sure buyer and seller know who is responsible for the cost of transporting the goods, including insurance, taxes, and duties, where the goods should be picked up from and transported to, who is responsible for the goods at each stage during the transportation of these goods. Incoterms are not subject to law, so contracting parties are free to use them. Not concerned with the transfer of ownership of goods, can prevent unnecessary claims and costs, can prevent legal problems between seller and buyer. Main paragraph number 2. The functions of Incoterms. Identify standard practices. Give details of what each term wants the parties to do. Makes contracting easier, as they allow the parties to include rights and obligations by the use of a shorthand expression. Incoterms are limited in their scope. They deal with carriage of goods from seller to buyer, export and import clearance, and the division of costs and risks between the parties. The incoterms do not provide general regulation of the contract, such as regulating the passing of property in the goods. Incoterms do not state the results of a breach of contract. This means that the rules concerning these matters have to be referred to in other terms of the contract, as well as the law of the contract, which would be the applicable municipal law agreed upon by the parties. The incoterms do not affect the interpretation of any contract of carriage, which may be entered into by a party to the sales contract, when the parties adopt the Vienna Convention on Contracts for the International Sale of Goods and use an appropriate incoterm, there will be more certainty regarding the rules, contractual and ex-contractual, which govern their transaction. Main paragraph number 3. Legal status of the incoterms. Incoterms do not have legal status, as they are not part of the municipal law of any state. This is in contrast to the Vienna Convention on Contracts for the International Sale of Goods. The ICC update the incoterms every 10 years to reflect changing practices in the international trade of goods. Main paragraph number 4. Incorporation of incoterms. Incoterms are standard code, which can be incorporated into foreign goods contracts by the parties. Other similar references can be used, but because many well-known trade usages are in domestic or municipal law, The parties should just refer to the Incoterms to decide the rights and obligations of that reference. The chosen Incoterm can be amended by a provision in the contract. The details of a contract may even be able to negate the chosen Incoterm. Example: a term is used which requires the seller to deliver the goods, but the specific provisions of the contract impose this obligation onto the buyer. The chosen Incoterm can be amended by a provision in the contract. The details of a contract may even be able to negate the chosen Incoterm. Main paragraph number 5. Transport developments which affect Incoterms. The traditional trade usages involved marine transport, sea and inland waterways. The range of the different types of transport to carry goods from the seller to the buyer has developed and increased, especially in the air transportation of cargo. The arrival of containerization, which is the shipment of goods in reusable containers such as a truck trailer, which can then be transferred unopened onto a ship or a train, has had implications for the international trade in the Incoterms. The identification of the ship's rail as the place where the costs and risks are to be divided, with the buyer taking responsibility when the cargo passes over the rail. Containerized goods, including those intended for sea transport, usually pass from the seller and to the first carrier at an earlier point. This will be the point where the goods are delivered to a freight forwarder at a freight forwarding depot, container terminal, etc. for shipping, either in the general container or after removal and repacking. These arrangements, which impose more obligations to the sellers, are common. Main paragraph number 6. Use of intermediaries and related matters. The Incoterms represent different standard practices, and they must consider the use of a variety of agencies involved in making the delivery. They must reflect the different types of cargo. General cargo concerns sea transport and is carried by liner trade, ships following regular schedules. Bulk cargo, this is carried by a ship chartered by the seller or the buyer. Main paragraph number 7. Objects of Incoterms. Incoterms deal with the passing of the risk of the goods from the seller to the buyer. This does not include services or immaterial goods, such as computer software. Incoterms can be used if the parties are in different countries, and when they are in the same country. In particular, Incoterms deal with place and time of delivery, and the place and the moment where the risk concerning the goods passes from the seller to the buyer. The obligation to pay for the costs related to the transport, costs related to freight, packaging, customs and inspections, etc. Deciding which of the parties is responsible for customs formalities. Deciding which of the parties takes care of the shipping documents. Main paragraph number 8. Ownership. Incoterms do not deal with the moment the ownership of the goods is transferred from the seller to the buyer. This is dealt with by the applicable law to the contract of sale based on the ECO treaty. Incoterms do not apply to the contract of carriage closed by the sender and the carrier or any other parties involved in that contract. The contract of carriage itself, and perhaps the CMR convention, applies to these contracts. General setup of Incoterms. Responsibility for the transport. Incoterms are only used when the contracting parties refer to it in their contract of sale. Incoterms divide the responsibility for the transport between the seller and the buyer. Exactly where this responsibility lies depends on the contents of the Incoterms. This is the end of the first part of chapter number 4, which is Incoterms. Thank you for listening, and we wish you a good day.